What is the schedule set up in your group, and how did it come to be, and why do you use that? Are you guys mostly 7-on-7 off, or mostly not that structure? What's your situation?
It's a variant on 7-on-7 off in that we work in a 15-week cycle. We work 6 full weeks, and the vast majority of docs work 7 days in a row for those weeks, Tuesday through Monday. And then in a 15-week period, they typically also do a week of backup duty where they hold the pager and can get called in if we have a clinical need. And they also do 4 additional shifts. And they can be swing shifts, which are 3 to 11. For most people, that's what they are. Or they could also be day shifts.
How did that develop? How long has that been in place?
I think we've had that. It's a schedule I came up with, I think, about 10 years ago. It's been in place for at least 10 years, and I've asked the docs, I've suggested that maybe there are 12-hour days during the day, that maybe we should work a shorter day and work a few more days per year, and I think it might be a little healthier. But the docs like it. The vast majority of the docs do like it, and so I'm not going to force a change upon them if there's not buy-in. So this is what the docs prefer. I think they prefer, you know, a fair amount of time off. It's a pretty grueling week, I'll say that. It's 84 hours on paper. And I, you know, while I said the docs, you know, if it's under control, they can leave the hospital. I think it's okay to leave the hospital at 6. But I also see docs, you know, in the hospital at 8 o'clock taking care of business, you know, tucking in their patients or making sure everything's under control for the day or sometimes for the week. I mean, particularly true on the last day of the week and also on busy weeks. So it's an all-consuming work week, and the docs are willing to accept that because they get a fair amount of time off when they are completely off.
As you say, one of the things that the people like is that this is the schedule they want. How do you like it? I mean, one of the things with the interesting debate about 7-on-7 off is that while physicians love it because they love all the time off that it comes with, that there's questions about its financial sustainability, how long you can keep going in that.
Yeah, we have a proven track record for sustainability, both days and nights. So we can talk about nights, they would work a different model. But in our system, it has a proven track record for sustainability. And the one thing I will say, I do like the continuity that comes with most of our docs working 7 days in a row, the patient continuity. I see that definitely getting choppier with shorter shifts. And I've tolerated amongst the other docs, I've said it'd be great if you could make these stretches 4- and 5-day stretches. And we have a minimum of 3 consecutive days. Like if somebody wants to do a trade or whatever, we don't just trade a single day. You got to trade a minimum of 3 days. It's hard both on patients and doctors, I think, if you do anything less than 3 days. Even 3 days, you know, by the time at the end of the 3rd day, you're really starting to hit your stride and you know your patients.
What do you see, not necessarily you guys have proven your value. Overall, I mean, do you see 7-on-7 off as something that'll just go on forever, or do you think that as a model it likely will change? I'm curious what people in the field see.
Yeah, I certainly think, you know, hospital medicine has been a young doctor's field. It's been a young profession. And I think many of us are in the 30s didn't flinch about working, you know, 39 out of 42 days in a 6-week stretch and do crazy things like that. I think as the profession matures, I think there's going to be a need for shorter shifts because it's intense work. You have to be at the top of your game, I think, to manage these sick patients these days. So they're so sick coming into the hospital. And to do it for 12 hours for 7 consecutive days, it's hard.